Authorities say three people died and two were injured when that small plane carrying them home from a cheerleading competition crashed into two homes in Riverside and sparked a major fire. Tyler Reynolds with the Riverside Fire Department said a husband, wife, and three teenagers were on the plane that had just taken off from Riverside Municipal Airport at about 20 to 5 yesterday afternoon to return to San Jose after the weekend cheerleading event at Disneyland. That is when the plane crashed into the residential neighborhood.
You have houses that are within 20 feet of each other, and you have one to two houses well involved. You have a large fireball inside your neighborhood with a plane that went down.
Authorities say the plane apparently had a nearly full fuel tank, and after the plane crashed, several witnesses said that fireball rose above the two homes it crashed into and burned for hours. Those two homes were destroyed. Riverside resident Angelina Caballero lives across the street from the homes the plane crashed into.
We just heard this loud explosion, and then we just saw the room lit up with a flame, and the house shook. My house shook, and my granddaughter came out and said, there's fire across the street.
One of the passengers, a teenage girl, was thankfully in pretty good shape after she was ejected from the plane, according to Riverside Fire Department Chief Michael Moore.
Up on impact, the plane pretty much split apart, and luckily she was ejected, and very minor injuries, even though we're treating her as a critical patient. She had very minor injuries.
The less critically injured survivor is at Riverside Community Hospital. The other survivor, more critically hurt, is at the burn unit at Arrowhead Regional Medical Center in Colton. All of the victims were on the plane, and everyone on the ground was accounted for.